It is my pleasure to introduce Rafael Santos as our next speaker for Expository Preaching Week. Rafael has come to Appalachian Bible College via Word of Life Hungary, where he attended after completing various other studies in his home country of Brazil. Rafael is currently in the missions internship program and is planning on returning to Hungary and serving as a missionary there upon graduation. He and his wife, Lais, attend the Crow Christian Church, and I happily get to announce they are expecting a child this November. So. It's been a pleasure to know Rafael. I deeply appreciate his sensitivity to the Scripture and to his sincere communication of the Word of God, as well as his hospitality and his friendliness. And I just appreciate that so much about Rafael. He is certainly a man of integrity and conviction. So, Rafael, would you come at this time and share with us the Word of God?
These past weeks have been weeks of surprise in my life. And one day I got in home and my wife, "I am pregnant." I was really, really, I was surprised. And last week I opened my email and, "You have been selected to preach in chapel." My reaction was, "Really, me?" I was surprised again. But both surprises are blessings because they are opportunities for me to serve. And for me today, it's a big opportunity to serve my brothers and sisters in Christ. So today, together, we're going to rethink the Psalm number 1. Psalm number 1, it's a well-known psalm. Well, maybe because sometimes when people start to read the Bible, many people start to read the Bible in Psalms, in the book of Psalms. Some start in Genesis, some start in the New Testament. But if they start in the book of Psalms, at least the Psalm 1, if they don't give up, they're going to read. So that is one of the reasons the Psalm number 1 is really well known. The second reason is because it's overused. When I was a teenager, was a psalm that the youth leader loved to use. And I understand now, because it makes sense why they used a lot. The Psalm number 1 brings two ways of life. And for us as teenagers, there was one way that we should avoid. We must avoid. But the Psalm number 1, it was not just for that age. The Psalm number 1 covers all ages, because it's a psalm that brings for us a counseling. And in our times where people are looking for counseling, through books, through people, social media, Facebook, we have this treasure in our hands. The Psalm number 1, a wisdom psalm, that will show for us and summarize for us two ways of life: the way of the godly, the way of the ungodly, the destination of both. Let's read the Psalm number 1. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drive away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day, for the opportunity you have to open your word, understand your word, and apply to our lives now. Help us to be faithful to our word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In order to understand the Psalm number 1, we're going to make three questions for the psalm. The first question is, why is the godly man blessed? Why is the godly man blessed? The psalmist starts the Psalm number 1 with one benediction that points toward the blessed man. We have three answers for our first question, why this godly man is blessed. The first answer is, because he says no for a sinful progressive action. Because he says no for a sinful progressive action. Let's read verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. The blessed man is that one that his behavior pleased God, because he says a big no, a big not for a sinful way. Because he knows that a sinful progressive action in the sinful way will lead him to sin. And it will lead him from bad to worse. This is progressive. Walk, stand, and sit. So the first reason why this man is blessed is because he says no for the sinful way. The second answer that we have for this first question is because of his meditation in the Word of God. Verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. The godly man is blessed because he set his mind in the Word of God. He thinks about the Word, he rethinks about the Word, and he fixes his mind in the Word of God. And now makes sense for us why he's able to say no. Because if he's being filled up by the Word of God, he can say no for a sinful way, for the unrighteous, ungodly way. And here, I am not the expert in English, but I can see clear the preposition. Here it's clear. His delight is in the Word of God. In the Word of God. He has pleasure in the Word of God. He's going to think, rethink, and keep the Word of God in his mind. This is our second reason why this man is blessed, why the godly man is blessed. I grew up in a small city in Brazil, and surrounded by small farms. And what's common in that time when I was in the street, just rang out a little bit, it's easy to see a cow. It's easy to see on the streets. And when I was little, for me, it was really interesting when I looked at a cow and I saw the cow had something in their mouth. Like, I thought maybe it's a candy, maybe. But later, when I had opportunity to, in my first degree in biology, I have opportunity to study the digestive system of a cow. And I understood that a cow, it's being fed all day long by what they ate. And I know we are really close to have lunch. I know it's a kind of disgusting illustration, but it makes sense if we can relate this with meditation. Because meditation is being fed all day long. It's rethink the Word of God all day long. This is meditation. This is what the psalmist is saying, where he puts his delight. He's been meditating the Word of God. Our last answer for this first question, why the godly man is blessed, is because in whom he is planted. Because in whom he is planted. And he shall be like a tree, planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. The godly man is compared here as a tree, like a tree, that's close to the river of water. Because of that, he's going to give fruits in his season and with eternal value. Fruits of eternal and of true prosperity. Of true prosperity. When the author here is talking about prosperity, what is prosperity? Prosperity here is the true relationship with God. The true prosperity is a true relationship with God. We can, if you transport this text here to the New Testament, we know who is the river of living water. It's Christ. And when we are near to Him, when we are in Him, we can give fruits. And fruits of value, fruits of eternal value. In John 4, verse 13 to 14, Jesus said, "Whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." This river, it's Christ in the New Testament. Our second question in order to understand this test is, okay, we know, now we know why the godly man is blessed. But who is the ungodly man? Who is the ungodly man? The psalmist in many psalms, they work a lot with words. And if we look to the verse number one, look with me, verse number one. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." If you take out some words here and replace some, we're going to have a clear definition about who is the ungodly man. If you take out the word blessed, you replace for ungodly. And you take out the word not and nor, you have the clear definition in the beginning of the psalm that says, let's read in this way. Ungodly, we just replace here, ungodly is the man that walks in the counsel of the ungodly, or standeth in the way of sinner, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful. The ungodly man is that one that is in this progressive degradation. He's going from bad to worse. And why? First, because he doesn't have relationship with God. If he doesn't have relationship with God, he starts to love the sin, loving sin. In Brazil, we have a saying that says, you can become what you love. If you love sin, you become a doer of sinful actions. This is the ungodly man. And finally, in the worst, he starts to mocking God, to despise God. And he's proud of his condition. He first walks, he stands, and the last step, he sits. He starts to be a professor of this ungodly way. How to live in this ungodly way. We know that our society is full of people that is falling this way. We know. But the psalm doesn't stop here in the definition of the ungodly. In verse 4, the psalmist says, "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, which the wind drives away." What is the chaff? Chaff is the worthless part of a grain. Doesn't have substance. It's empty. And make sense, it's really clear why the psalmist used this. Because all substance for any person, you'll be in the relationship with God, in the Word of God. If it doesn't have relationship with God, if you don't meditate in the Word of God, you're going to be empty. Don't have substance. It's worthless part, like a grain. But now, our last question. What is their destination? We saw why the godly man is blessed. Who is the ungodly man? And now, why is the destination of both? You'll be a clear separation between both in the judgment of the Lord. You'll be a clear separation. Because God knows the way of both. Job 23:10 says, "But then he knows the way that I take." Verse 5 and 6 in Psalm 1. "Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." The destination of the godly is clear. He lived a life that pleased God. He put his delight in the Word of God. He had relationship with God. For sure, his destination, you'll be good, you'll be great. But the destination of the ungodly is completely different. Because laid down in his background. And before our God, that is love and justice, he's going to face the consequence. He's going to face the consequence. Now we have seen that why the godly man is blessed, who is the ungodly man, and the destination of both. It's time for us to think how we are walking before God. How we are walking before God. Christ is the river of living water. If you are in Christ, you're going to give fruits. And Christ keep calling people to be near him. To be near him. But maybe you already has this conviction that Christ is this river. You are close to him. But it's time to rethink how you are walking. Because it's so easy for us to be a little bit far off the godly way. It's easy. It's easy for us to be led to walk, to stand, and to sit like ungodly. Like the ungodly. So for you today, it's time to rethink. Which is the way you are walking? Which is the way that you are walking? How you are delight in the meditation, in the obedience of the Word of God? How you are delight? And if you are giving fruits of eternal value, look your fruits. Are fruits of eternal value? And the last, and important in this psalm, because there is the conclusion of the psalm. Look the right judgment of the Lord. Look to the right judgment of the Lord. Because we cannot change the judgment of the Lord. But we can help through sharing the gospel. We can help people to change their path. Come from the path of ungodly to the godly path, and then please the Lord. My prayer for us today is that the Lord, may the Lord clean our hearts, clean our ways, and enable each one of us here to be this blessed man. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word that's clear. And when you come inside of your word, you can understand what you have for us. Bless each one of us here, Lord, to be this blessed man that's sharing your word through our testimony. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.